The following podcast from Dominican University of California is made possible through a collaborative effort of the Department of Public Health and Health Sciences, the Communications and Media Studies Department, and Penguin Radio.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Kerming, and I am a health science major student. My senior capstone is on the misdiagnosis of Alzheimer's. I know by the sound of the title, you're thinking to yourself, how does Alzheimer's relate to me? I am still young and I don't have to think about anything like this for decades to come. However, there are probably some of us here that know someone who has Alzheimer's disease or have seen the effects of the disease occur in someone's life. It's a very scary and uncomfortable thing to witness. In my work at a hospital, I have seen how Alzheimer's disease affects a patient, but not all patients who may appear to have the disease may actually have it. The misdiagnosis of Alzheimer's disease is a problem that needs attention if people are going to receive appropriate care. In my research, diagnosis needs to be made more cautiously and further research needs to be done. The world of healthcare is a place where mistakes can be crucial. During this podcast, I will explain why this topic is important and why the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease is a gray area. Alzheimer's is a neurological disease that generally targets older adults. It can start as early as a patient's 40s or 50s. To give you a sense of what living with Alzheimer's disease is like, just imagine not having control of doing simple tasks like holding a pen to write with. Alzheimer's may often lead to dementia, which is a more severe symptom caused by Alzheimer's. Statistics show that Alzheimer's accounts for 60% to 80% of dementia patients in the United States. In the early stages of Alzheimer's disease, memory loss is mild. For example, forgetting what you ate for breakfast this morning. But as people start going through the later stages, the person starts to lose his or her ability to carry on conversations and respond to surroundings. A patient might be at home, but might not recognize it as their home and start to freak out. A person with Alzheimer's lives an average of 8 years, but may live up to 20 years depending on their age and health circumstances. Alzheimer's disease is still a mystery to the healthcare world because no one has been able to find a cure yet, which is why it is important to make sure we as a community can distinguish it carefully from all other diseases and conditions. There are treatments out there for the symptoms and are available to help alleviate the problem, but it does not stop the disease from progressing. These treatments may only allow the person to enjoy their life a little bit longer. Alzheimer's and dementia often get mixed up and misdiagnosed. Though they are linked, dementia is a symptom of Alzheimer's, but can be due to other causes as well. Dementia is not considered a disease, but more of a set of symptoms. Dementia is usually the end result of Alzheimer's. Distinguishing the difference between the two is quite complicated. Both are often used interchangeably because some believe that one means the other. Since Alzheimer's and dementia are so similar, it can easily be mixed up in conversation and understanding. According to the National Institute of Aging, also known as NIA, dementia is a brain disorder that can affect performance of day-to-day activities and communication, while Alzheimer's is a form of that dementia that specifically affects parts of the brain that control memory, language, and thought. When a person is diagnosed with dementia, they are usually being diagnosed with a set of symptoms. To put into perspective, if someone has a runny nose, the person might not automatically know what caused that runny nose because there can be multiple causes. The running nose can be a cause of allergies or a severe cold because of how similar each symptoms of the sickness are. Alzheimer's is not a reversible disease. It is a degenerative and incurable disease. Once someone has it, they have to continue their life with it. Alzheimer's consists of three main stages: mild, moderate, and severe. Mild Alzheimer's can include memory loss and changes in personality. People usually forget recent events or the names of familiar faces and things. Usually, they no longer are able to solve simple math problems like 10 times 5 and start to lose their ability to plan events, days, and stay organized. Moderate Alzheimer's continues with more memory loss and confusion. This starts to become obvious to people who are constantly around the person with Alzheimer's. Taking care of this person starts to become difficult. The patient usually has a hard time following instructions and needs help to dress themselves. By this stage, they usually can't control their bladder or bowel movement, which forces many Alzheimer's patients to wear diapers. The person starts having a hard time recognizing close family and friends, which most of the time has a huge effect on the family. The person has a hard time recognizing the date, year, and where they are, which causes them to wander. Patients who are at this stage of Alzheimer's should not be left alone. Personality change becomes much more serious. The patient might tend to make threats at others, accuse people stealing their belongings if they do not know where they place them, cursing, kicking, hitting, biting, screaming, and grabbing things. This is the late stage where the person needs to be more taken care of. The third and last stage is severe Alzheimer's disease. As sad as it sounds, when a person reaches this stage, it usually ends when the person is diseased. By this stage, the person needs help with almost everything. They are not able to walk or sit up without help. They are not able to feed themselves because they usually refuse to eat. At this point, they barely talk and do not recognize anyone. However, there might be instances where they recognize a family or a friend for a few minutes. It's kind of like the movie The Notebook, where Ally recognized Noah for a few minutes, and after she snapped because she did not know who he was and started getting overwhelmed and freaking out. At the time of the diagnosis, a physical, neurologic, and mental status examination needs to be performed. This helps the physician evaluate the disease stage and rule out morbid conditions. So these are the three main stages of Alzheimer's disease before it can lead to a more serious stage like dementia. If you ever encounter caring for someone with Alzheimer's, it is going to be a challenge, which is why it is important to have the right diagnosis. As devastating as it is, people are being diagnosed with a disease when something can be done to change it. Misdiagnosing not only affects the patient, but affects the family as well. If you are caring for someone with Alzheimer's disease, you may have many different feelings. Sometimes, taking care of the person with Alzheimer's disease makes you feel good because you are providing love and comfort. At other times, it can be overwhelming. You may see changes in the person that are hard to understand and cope with. Each day brings new challenges. You may find yourself dealing with problem behaviors or just trying to get through the day. You may not even realize how much you have taken on because the changes can happen slowly over time. My mom currently works at San Francisco General Hospital, which is the only trauma center in the Bay Area. She's always telling me about the crazy experiences she encounters at work. She tells me when there is a full moon outside, the percentage of strange behaviors of patients go up. It's actually a fact. A study done in Quebec claims to debunk the urban legend that lunacy and mental issues are more common during phases of a full moon. I do not know how true that is, but it is one of the nursing superstitions. San Francisco General usually gets the homeless patients who are sick or injured, and if you've walked around downtown San Francisco, you know that most of the homeless people do have some psychiatric problem. I've been to my mom's work a few times, and I must say that it looks like a psych ward. I thought it would be interesting to ask her how she can determine if a patient has Alzheimer's without looking at their chart. She told me that it is unlikely to not look at a patient's chart before receiving the patient because you need to know what kind of care the patient needs before you meet them. However, she told me that San Francisco General has this assessment for new patients who are over 65 years or older. They ask the patient to memorize three words, and at the end of the assessment, they want the patient to recite those three words. Their assessment includes having the patient draw a clock, asking them what picture they see, drawing a calendar, and etc. If the patient fails to recite those three words, then their next measure is to do a closer screening of the Alzheimer's of the patient. To end off the interview with my mom, she leaves me with this statement. Dealing with Alzheimer's patients needs a lot of understanding and TLC. We need to reorient them frequently in their environment because of memory loss. We have to keep them safe at all times because they have poor judgment and safety awareness. Clinical trials are one of the ways to help find the cure for Alzheimer's disease. According to the Alzheimer's Association, clinical trials are research studies conducted in people to determine whether treatments are safe and effective. This has been the best way thus far for researchers to find the new ways to detect, slow down, treat, and hopefully prevent Alzheimer's. Treatment trials are the best known clinical studies that test new treatments. These clinical studies usually focus on finding more efficient ways of accurately diagnosing Alzheimer's in early stages. Clinical trial studies lead to a reliable and easy to apply process that helps doctors diagnose patients who are at risk of Alzheimer's even before the symptoms appear and begin treatment before Alzheimer's advances into dementia. One of the case studies I looked into during my research showed a study and autopsy of the deceased who were diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease and showed that some did not have the disease. According to the American Academy of Neurology, a study in Hawaii was done that autopsied the brains of 426 Japanese-American men who died at an average age of 87. Of those, 211 had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's that later led to dementia. The study found that half of those diagnosed with Alzheimer's did not have sufficient numbers of brain tension that characterized the condition to support the diagnosis. The risk of people getting misdiagnosed with Alzheimer's has been rising. According to an article from the National Center of Biotechnology Information, by the year 2040, there will be an estimated 9 million individuals with Alzheimer's disease in the United States. Between now and 2040, it is crucial for healthcare professionals to help find a way to decrease that number. Americans will experience at least one medical diagnosis error in their lifetime, according to a report by the nation's health. However, healthcare professionals can help reduce those mistakes. A report done by the Institute of Medicine of the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, late or erroneous diagnoses affect 5% of Americans who receive outpatient care annually. This means that patients are getting the wrong information about their conditions. The report also cited a 2014 study in British Medical Journal, Quality and Safety, and found that an estimate of 12 million adults each year deal with diagnostic error. Diagnostic errors can be defined as failing to carry a well-timed and accurate report of what makes a patient sick or falling short in informing patients about their pain. The more researchers, scientists, and healthcare professionals know about Alzheimer's-related changes in the brain, the greater the chance of finding treatment that prevents or reverses those changes. Some of these new developments include imaging techniques, which allows researchers to see brain changes that signify Alzheimer's, marks in blood, and cerebral spinal fluid, which fluid that is within the brain and spinal cord that can signal Alzheimer's changes in the brain, and advances in genetics research, which helps identify individuals predisposed for developing Alzheimer's. The hope for new cures in the near future, and is important to be consistently aware of the disease. I know this was a lot of information I just told you, and believe me, I am too overwhelmed. But it is important to know how Alzheimer's disease is common in the older generation, and by the time our generation reaches that stage, there hopefully is a cure for the disease. It's really hard to believe that there are people out there who are generally getting misdiagnosed for a different disease and get treatment that doesn't benefit them at all, which actually worsens their condition. It is important for healthcare professionals, researchers, and scientists to take initiative on this cause, which is why assessments like follow-up tests are important, because it gives a sense of assurance. The brain is one of the most important organs in your body. It's basically the master organ of all the actions that your body does. The main takeaway message that I want you guys to know that further research needs to be made on this specific topic. The brain is a very complex organ, but it needs to be studied more in order to help give the correct diagnosis for Alzheimer's or any other diseases that deals with the brain. It is important for healthcare professionals to communicate and work with each other to get the most accurate diagnosis and treatment for the patient. Patients don't only have one doctor, they have a team of healthcare professionals that take care of them. Doctors mainly communicate through the phone, and wrong information or missing information can be passed down about the patient. Mistakes like that can happen because of how much stress and work doctors are bombarded with every day. However, they have the position of being trusted by their patients. It is important for them to treat their patients' life like their own. There is no room for medical errors because it ultimately leads to complications and later death. If we are not able to figure out and carefully examine what separates Alzheimer's disease from similar diseases, then our generation will be the next to be misdiagnosed.
This has been a production of radio.dominican.edu.